ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
So, Zoe changed our DNA and we have passed from death into life. We have passed. Not that we are going to pass. So eternal life is not when you close your eyes and die. The life begins now. It's an everlasting life. It's an everlasting life. The more you explore it, the more you know that there is more to it to be explored. The Bible talks about this love. The length and the breadth, the height and the depth, height and the depth. I'm distracted. What's happening? People are getting up. What's happening? Is it the message? It happened to Jesus one day. They said as he was preaching, people were leaving. So is it the message? Someone please help me find out. Eh? Okay, light playhouse. Okay, we have a damn right. Oh. That's why they don't tell me secret. Praise God. So, Zoe changed our DNA. So, the present nature that you and I carry is the nature of love. Please say that with me this morning. I don't have hatred. I don't have bitterness in my heart. I have Jesus in my heart. I have Zoe, the life of God, reigning and ruling in me. You know, you need to remind yourself. You need to remind yourself. You need to remind yourself. I don't have bitterness in my heart. I don't have hatred in my heart. And see, is it that life will not throw things at you? It will. It will. It will. I mean, I was still sharing this. This last week, I had a series of experiences. Those I haven't seen in a long while. And you know, at the point of us parting, it wasn't good. And so when I sighted them, each of them in different places, I mean, the thing that welled up on my inside, I could have easily said, don't talk to me, don't touch me. But it was compassion. So I realized that that is not natural. It is divine. It is divine. So have to walk. And you know, when this love is operational, it doesn't matter anymore who is right or wrong. I'm sorry. I say I'm sorry too. Because that's the love. It's beyond human comprehension. There is a height to it. There is a depth to it. There is a length to it. There is a breadth to it. And that is what happened. He said we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. Praise God. So we have the love nature, not hatred. We have the peace nature, not confusion. We have the forgiveness nature, not bickering. Zoe, the life of God, affects our spirit, soul, and body. That's why salvation is not of the head. You can't reason it out. For God so loved the world that he gave. How? It's just like saying you have one car, one house, one child, and then you decided to give everything. And you don't have any alternative. There is no hotel to check into. There is no wife to go into so that you can have another child. You can't put that in human comprehension. That's the love that was imparted to us. We need to pay close attention to it. If the devil will touch any one of us in any way, he will touch those two areas, your faith work and your love work. Your faith work and your love work. That's what the devil touches. John chapter 5, verses 24 to 27. John 5, 24 to 27. John chapter 5. He said, most assuredly I say. And you said, when they say, Bible scholars have agreed that when you use such word, is that you are certain beyond reasonable and unreasonable doubt. He said, it means you are certain. When you now add it, in English language, it is tautology. Most assuredly. I'll just pick one. But to affirm that, he said, most assuredly, I say to you, we who hear my words and believes in him who sent me, Jesus establishing a fact, has what? Everlasting life, and shall not come into what? You know, that was what Paul was emphasizing to the Romans believer in Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation. We are in Christ Jesus. We are not outside. He said, we have everlasting life. We have not come into judgment, but as passed from death into life. And you know, one of the benefits of life is that if you are wrong, the Holy Spirit says to you that you are wrong. That's life. You don't have a dead conscience. If you are wrong, the Holy Spirit says to you, it is time to lay aside your pride and ego and apologize. That is life. That's spiritual life. So we have passed from that. He said, most assuredly I said to you, that's another thing. So most assuredly in verse 24, most assuredly in verse 25, I said to you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead, the spiritually dead, we hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear, we live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself. So he has also granted those who believe in the Son and the Father that grace to have life in themselves. So you can simply say, for as the Father has Zoe in himself, so he has granted Jesus to have Zoe in himself. And so he has also granted us who are in Christ Jesus to have this same life in us. Please say with me, I don't have hatred in my heart. I don't have bitterness in my heart. Things may not have worked out the way I want it to work out, but I have the love of God. You need to say that to yourself all the time. He has given Jesus authority to execute judgment. And if we have passed from death to life, we are not under judgment anymore. We are justified. We are justified. That's what Romans 5 says. It said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It's not a hard message. This is Christianity. This is just Christianity. If you can pass the test of faith, love, faith and love work, hey, you are growing. And you know, the dangerous thing about it, as you spend years in Christianity, it becomes more challenging for you to pass these two tests. Because you know scripture, so you can justify many things. But this is the beginning of the gospel. And this is the middle and the end of the gospel. If you don't have love in your heart, I'm not sure, I'm not supposed to judge you, but I'm not sure of your placement in heaven. And Paul had to write it to the Corinthians believer. He said, love is kind. Love is kind. Love is kind. As you grow in your spiritual walk, life throws things at you that can make you become cruel. But he said, love is kind. Love is kind. Love is kind. Love is kind. Love is not wicked. Love is kind. Love doesn't wish evil for other people. Love doesn't hold diary to keep records of offenses. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not rejoice in iniquity. Love doesn't say, God, catch him, because God doesn't catch people. God loves people. So our present nature is love. We are born of love. We have the love current running in our veins. Love is not what we are looking for. See, the way this love is perfected in us depends on individual responses to it. So, what determines his level of growth is how he is responding to God's love. That's the same thing that happens to him. That's the same thing that happened to you. So, even in our walk, in our spiritual development and growth, many people are at different scales. But hey, the truth is that the love has been perfected in us. You know, we pray prayer and say, Lord, increase our love. That's not the right prayer to pray. Be matured, be perfected in God's love. That's the right prayer. It's not going, he said it has been shed abroad in our heart. So we need to utilize what has been shed abroad. If you have, it's like you have a 1,000 gallon full of water and you have not used it and you are pressing your pumping machine. What do you have? It's waste. It's the same thing. Let us utilize the love of God that is already shed abroad. The more we utilize it, that's why it's everlasting love. The more there is a fresh supply. Praise God. So individual responsiveness will determine how we are growing daily, maturing, perfected in this God's overwhelming love. We have the love nature, not hatred. We have it. 1 John 3:14. We know. So, you know, that's one of the litmus tests to know whether you are saved or not. If you don't know, then it means you have not gotten this salvation thing. We know, but you have to know. Is it explainable? Sometimes it's not. But I know. You know that you have hatred in your heart. Yes or no? Mm-hmm. You know that you can forgive people. Yes or no? So you know that you have passed from death to life because what? Because what? Because what? Respond, brothers and sisters. It's very easy to say, I love you, Lord. Because you can't see God. But the next person by your side, who is an image of God, unless you love that person, the way, same way you are saying, I love you, Lord, and I lift my hands. One will just be like the Pharisees. He said, oh, Lord, you know I love you. I brought offering to you today. But not like that hidden there. You know, we can be called judgmental with God's love in our heart. So, we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in what? Spiritual death. Spiritual death. Spiritual death. You can't see. In one place, in 1 John, it said, you are covered with darkness. You don't know where you are going. You can easily get stumbled. In closing today, please let me read this to you. The latest WHO release ranked Nigerians as the most depressed nation in our continent. So a whole lot is going on. We used to be the happiest people, but we've lost that. So it's the most depressed Nigeria. We are closely followed. Ethiopia is following us. So over 7 million Nigerians are speculated, or rather clinically confirmed, that they are depressed at the moment, which means about 3.9% of our entire population. And then another over 4 million suffer from anxiety disorders. What are the main reasons? If you ask me, the economic situation. If you ask me, the way hope has been dashed, disappointment all over the place. So depression is now becoming a language, things you hear. But please, I'm saying to you today under God, if I have the time, I will do so. So just quickly pray with people. Let me share this with you. Depression leads to suicide, which is the second leading death recognized all over the world now. They said people between the 15 to 29 years old are committing suicide. Their threshold for pain is fading away quickly. So about 30 million Africans are suicide prone as we speak today. This is the latest thing. What is depression? Mood disorder. As a result of persistent feeling of sadness, loss of interest. And it affects the way people feel, think, and behave, because it comes with a whole lot of emotional problems and then psychological issues. Why am I saying this thing this morning? Nehemiah 8:10 says, "The joy of the Lord is our strength." And you need to personalize it. Will economy situation, will it improve maybe in seconds and minutes to come? We may not know. But joy, we can draw it. Because it's in the well of our salvation. I've been privileged, let me use that word, in recent time to meet people who are mentally unstable. So I know that it's this statistic may be close to the truth. But what am I saying this morning? Let's switch. We are believers in Christ Jesus. Our faith walk, our love walk can help us overcome this scourge of depression. How does this thing work? There are things that toys on our minds. Pressure, bills, unmet expectation. They impact on our minds so much that some people don't have that threshold for pain, can easily lose it, snap and lose it. John 5 says, we have passed from death into life. Say with me again, I have passed from death into life. So the new birth is the rebirth of our human spirit, so that we can become overcomers. And it's not just for our own benefit. Like I said this morning, it's also for the benefit of other people, because what you don't have, you can give. If you have joy, you are able to disperse joy. If it is a threat, it's the same thing. Because all these things form atmosphere. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Your spirit man is alive to God to draw from his life. Never forget that. You can't draw from this environment. You draw from the life of God. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Fear is a negative emotion that has held many people captive. Fear leads to depression. Fear leads to anxiety of heart. But you see, what the psychologists, what in terms of human love, what the psychologists profess that we should do is that, hey, just develop coping mechanism. Adjust and live with it for the rest of your life. But hey, brothers, sisters, we have passed from death to life. We have passed from death to life. That may look like a coping mechanism and a way of escape. Hey, let us be daily mature, grow, perfected in God's love. Whoever is born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory, not defeat. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The word fear, I was just looking at it in the course of this week. That acronym can stand for either two things. Fear can mean forget everything and retreat, or face everything and rise. Forget everything, every hope, every trust in God, and then retreat and recoil into one shell where pity party will become the order of day, or fear everything. Faith, Abby? Face everything and then rise above it. For those who swim very well, the same wave that drowned novice and everybody is running away from is the same way the surfers carry their board. It's perspective. That's what makes the difference. And I'm saying that love root is the way God designed us to live. These are our faith work. Human love, like I said, has limits. God's love met our heart and opened greater doors of opportunity, of victory, of favor, of rich fulfillment for us. When we are matured or complete or perfected in God's love, there is no end to our faith walk. We will stand as overcomers. 1 John chapter 4, verses 16 to 21. That's my last scripture. 1 John, second but one, really. But I will quickly read. Second but one, did I say that? Yeah. 1 John 4, from verse 16. Let's quickly read it. Let's quickly read it together. I want us to read together. So please, the people on the council. 1, 2, 3, go. You see? So as we journey in our faith war, please remember, we have victory already established for us. So being perfected in God's love is what opened up the channels of this inheritance for us. We'll continue from there next week. But please understand, today is not what you are looking for. It's not outside. A lot of the time when people don't understand that, for those of us who are married, we think that is in our spouse. No. No. The love that God has for us is in Himself. And we need to understand it. Those who are not married, you also need to understand it so that you are not looking for it in one boy or one girl somewhere. The love of God and the responsibilities that we are daily perfected or mature or growing in this love. And he who is born of God overcomes the world, overcomes depression that is in the world, overcomes defeat that is in the world. The joy of the Lord is your strength. That joy will radiate in your life this week. That joy will flow into all that you have to do this week. Bow down your heads.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center, The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,